Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scamalert.
This is why this job is so fascinating to me.
Why?
Because I don't have a clue what's going on. I really don't. Like, I saw that question for today's Hey, I Was Wondering. I'm like, wow, that'll bomb.
Really?
Let's just get out of here. And then, lo and behold, every line's jammed.
Wow, that's awesome. A hot topic.
Right. I don't know anything. Like, we got more calls now than, like, when we give away $1,000.
It's weird.
Swanee, you got to admit you're surprised, too, right?
I think he's shocked. He's so shocked he's not responding.
Yeah, he can't even hear me. He can't even hear me.
He'll get really worked up about this.
You got to admit, Swanee, you're surprised there are this many calls, too. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Watch the theme. Watch the theme develop here. Rachel asked, all right, so, you know, fist fight broke out of my house last night. We're putting lights on the tree. Somebody wanted to start at the bottom. I wanted to start at the top. We couldn't reach an agreement. Fist fight. All right. Rich, where do you start?
You start at the top.
Because?
Because you have the male ends and you work your way down so you can plug it into the outlet at the bottom.
Aha. All right. So you start. Thank you, Rich. You start from the top and you work your way down. What do you think of that, Bridget?
I think you start from the bottom.
Yes.
Because it gets tangled, just like Violetta says. And that's because what my mom taught me to do.
All right. So your mom taught you to start from the bottom because everything gets tangled.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Rich says start from the top, and you think he's a crazy man.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. All right. Now watch this. Hi there, Karen. Do you start from the top or the bottom?
The bottom.
Bottom. All the ladies think the bottom. All the guys think the top.
Interesting.
Yeah,
all the guys want to be up on top. All the ladies want to be on the bottom. Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, you got him on that.
Da, da, da. Oh, thank you, Karen. Just that was really all. I knew. That was perfect, Karen. Thank you. Hi there, Patrick.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
I say top to bottom because your cord runs at the bottom, not at the top. And so you want to end up there. So
right.
You plug in. Your sequence of strings.
You
and
got your sequence of strings.
Similar to the first logic, I think. Yeah.
Sounds like you have to take a college-level engineering course to get this done.
Well, at the top, if you start at the bottom and work up, now your last one.
Right.
You're going to plug that with a cord at the ceiling? No.
No. Plus, you get lightheaded. All that stuff. You're absolutely right, Patrick. Thank you.
Oh,
so the guys say the top, the ladies say the bottom. LaToya, you say what? Hi, LaToya.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm the only lady that says start at the top.
Okay.
Start at the top. That way, if you have a star as well, you know exactly where your star will be placed and where it will start, where it will end as well.
That is a good point, actually, because I have issues with the star.
You got to start with the – so you're saying start with the star and work your way down?
Well, you leave enough space so that you know exactly where the star will be plugged in at, because the star cord is only about 2 feet long.
So the star itself is also plugged in. See, my star is not plugged in, so I don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
Oh, agreed.
Thank you, LaToya. See what I mean? College-level engineering.
Right.
A lot of geometry. Did not expect all that to happen. So the gas station guy said to Violetta, all right, your combos and your Mountain Dew, that'll be $9.22 there, sweetie.
Oh.
And she's like, ooh, I don't like sweetie.
Slow down there, buddy.
All right, so different options. I threw out Ace.
Yeah.
What'd you throw out there, Whip?
I think I used somebody else threw out Top Dog.
Top Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top Dog, I would have liked that.
Oh, yeah.
You suggest what there, St. Nick?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I got to say maybe Darling.
Darling. Violetta. Darling. How about Darling? Still no?
Doesn't look like a positive reaction.
Like Darling without the G, maybe like Darlin.
Darlin. So only if you're getting gas in Tennessee or farther south.
Here you go, Darlin.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. How about Ted's suggestion? Ted? Hi, Ted.
In this voice only, Harry Potter Crop.
Buttercup.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in that case, I'd ask you out for a drink.
I'm a buttercup. All right.
Ooh.
All right. Christine, your suggestion is what?
Good morning. It's a little twist on Sweetie. It's Sweet Pea.
Hey, how about Sweet Pea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sweet Pea works.
That'll be 8:42 there, Sweet Pea.
Yeah, that works.
That's all right. At number three, what are your suggestions?
Sugar britches.
Sugar britches? What do you think about that one?
What?
Sugar britches.
What are britches?
Britches, like
your britches.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like your grandpa would say.
No, I'd never
my
heard
grandpa
that.
Would always say, pull your britches up.
Yeah, that never sounds another, that the sugar britches sounds another like a south of Tennessee one.
Yeah, that one you got to go even farther south. That's south of Atlanta.
Exactly.
You're going even farther south. Lauren at number two.
Kiddo.
Kiddo. How about kiddo?
I used to hate it, and now I like it.
All right. Kiddo's not bad.
Because
and
they say in Sex and the City.
In at number one, that Mountain Dew and combo will be 642 there. What, Kristen?
Killer.
Killer. How about that?
I love that one. My cousin calls me Killer.
There you go. That'll be 642 there, Killer.
Yeah, I love it. Because it gives you, like, it makes you feel powerful.
It does work. Got to go positive on the Killer there. Who would have thought? nicely done. How's your morning going, Kristen?
Not bad for 6:30.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What do you have to do today?
I have to teach remotely.
Oh, do you? What grades do you teach?
I teach advanced placement U.S. history to sophomore.
Oh, my God. You're an AP
US
teacher.
History?
Wow. AP teacher. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love it.
You do love it. Okay. And are you loving the way that you're having to do it, the remote teaching, or would you prefer to be in?
Oh, my God. I miss them so much. I'm miserable.
Really?
I miss them.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so
that.
Sweet.
That is so
sweetie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to go, Killer. That's great. Yeah, the strangest place, the most unexpected moment. You received a compliment. It all started with Violetta being called sweetie at the gas station. She didn't like that.
Ugh.
She prefers ace or slick. We learned that. And then someone just posted on the internet, are you going to call me beautiful today or do I have to go to the gas station? That's where all the best compliments are handed out. Like, Whip, what if you were walking through the car wash?
Yeah.
And you dropped here, you're walking through and your car's going through and you go to pay and the woman goes, hey, love the jacket there, Rusty.
Oh, yeah. I would be fine.
You wouldn't expect that, right?
I wouldn't expect it at all.
Right. I mean, like, look at this one. Hi, is it Pooja?
Yeah.
Where did you receive the compliment?
I was at Midas gas station, and I was getting, I'm nervous being on, but it was, I was getting an oil change.
Yeah.
And then the guy who did my oil change asked me if I was a nanny.
Okay.
And I was confused because I was like, why do you think I'm a nanny? Because I'm a nurse. And he said, do you have two car seats in the back of your car? And I'm like, oh my God, those are my babies. But thank you.
Oh, so he's like, you're not old enough to have babies.
Yeah.
So
I get
cute
it.
And okay. Adorable.
I get it.
You must be a nanny. Those guys at Midas, they are slick.
They are
slick. Hi there. The unexpected compliment, Jen, was received where?
I was at the local meat market, so the butcher
so to speak.
Told me
that
I look like a cross either between Jewel or Rebecca De Mornay from The Hand That Rocked the Cradle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You either look like Jewel the singer or a serial killer in a movie.
But she was hot, though.
Yeah. She was hot.
The butcher. Always count on him or her for a good one.
Yeah.
Actually. Hi there, Pat.
So I was at a carnival, and I'm walking by the Papa Shop booth. And just talking with my wife, and all of a sudden the carny who was running it comes running at me and grabs me by the arm and says, keep talking, I love your accent. And my wife's like, well, he's mine. And the carny's pulling me by the arm, telling me to come with her.
Wow. The carny was trying to pull you under a trailer where you'd never be heard from again.
Wow.
I love your wife's reaction.
Wow.
He's mine.
I'm like, relax, killer.
Wow, there you go. I love it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Those carnies, they are slick.
Mm.
Yeah.
They'll take what they want.
They scare the hell out of me.
They should.
They a lot of stories out of there.
Don't follow them into the trailer.
Yeah, that might be your last trip to a carnival, Pat. Top three things trending on Twitter at 6:58. In at number three.
Jason Bateman is returned to SNL after 15 years. He hosted an action-packed SNL with musical guest Morgan Wallen. He's the guy who has a mullet and didn't go to SNL before because he was partying and making out with college people, right?
Right. Co-eds down in Alabama.
All facts.
Yeah, during the COVID crisis.
Yeah.
Cost him an appearance, but... Yeah, quarantine. He's fine.
Back.
Sure.
By the way, did you watch any of it? Anything?
No,
I didn't see it.
I want to see it.
I saw
it
the monologue. I saw the Giuliani stuff. And
right.
I saw the Pete Davidson Eminem thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson on Weekend Update.
No, I saw the Pete Davidson video where he is like stalking Santa. So it was a parody of the song Stan, but it was Stu.
Got ya.
Yeah.
Got ya. Did you see during Weekend Update when Colin Jost ran the clip of Rudy Giuliani, actually, when Rudy Giuliani was speaking and farts and just keeps going?
No.
And And you can see the woman next to him looking at him like, oh, my God. It is plain as day.
God. Yeah.
It is great.
They kept farting in the parody bit of that. They kept having Giuliani fart, too. And then the lawmakers, it was supposed to be the Michigan legislature, and they're like, oh, my God, it's made its way over here.
Right. You've got to see the actual video. Not so much for the hearing the fart, but the response of the woman next to him.
Oh my God.
She looks at him like she just saw a ghost. It is great. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Gwen Stefani is trending after announcing her pop comeback after years of just doing Christmas songs and country duets. The single drops today. It's not out yet. I don't know why. It seems like it would have dropped last night at midnight,
right?
But I can't find it anywhere because I wanted to listen to it. And everybody's just really excited for a new Gwen Stefani pop.
Midnight tonight, maybe.
Maybe.
Can we send Nikki a note and ask on that? Nikki from the Midday Show in the music department about Gwen Stefani. I also read that Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are like desperate to get married.
Why?
I don't know. They are in a big, huge rush. And I guess he built a chapel on their Oklahoma property for it.
That's strange.
Something like that. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Selena, the series dropped on Netflix over the weekend, and it's making a very big splash. The Bidi Bidi Bumba fans are loving it. I actually watched a Selena documentary on Reels over the weekend, too. So her story is circulating. It's getting a lot of buzz again. She's beloved by a lot of people.
Who got their career start playing Selena? In the Selena movie.
J-Lo.
J-Lo is right.
I love that movie.
There it was, right there. Violette, I was just thinking you were describing the engagement ring. You might want to get word out to your friends that that is your preferred look.
Right.
So you can, you know, lay claim to that out of the gate so nobody copies it.
That's a good idea. But the thing is, I saw it off of my friend's ring.
So you would be the one copying. 40% of women said they would not wear the same diamond engagement ring that a friend has. And I thought, well, that's fine because that never happens. Until Melissa calls. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi. Did this happen to you?
Yes. I had a friend ask me to send a picture of it so that she could get it in detail and have the same one made.
Oh, my gosh. And how'd you feel about that?
So she didn't try to hide it.
No, not at all. I was a little annoyed at first, but then I decided to just take it as a compliment.
It's imitation, the sincerest form of flattery.
Uh-huh.
See, I don't
exactly.
Agree with that.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it bothered you at first, but you got past it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not completely. Yeah.
You're about 40% past it. Yeah. All
right. You send her a fake picture.
Hi there, Kelly.
Hey there. My story is interesting. I kind of did it to myself.
Uh-huh.
My mom had wanted a diamond solitaire, and so I went with my dad, and I said, well, you should buy her this one. Here's the setting. Here's the diamond, and I think this is beautiful. And in the end, I basically bought her the same ring that I ended up buying for myself or getting for myself for my own ring.
I
basically got my mom my engagement ring.
Because that's what you like, and that's what you suggested.
So you created your own scenario. That one, that one you have to own for yourself, right? Mm. Hi there, Ginny.
Hi there.
Same ring?
Yes, a co-worker became engaged on the exact same day I did. Come into the office, and she had the exact same ring I had.
Okay.
Except hers was three times bigger diamond.
That stings.
That's insult to injury there. It's time. 312-233-1019. When did you know it was time, Jessica?
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
We decided after we had been married for a year, if we could stand each other for at least a year, then we were good to have kids together and be stuck with each other for the rest of our lives.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Married in like June, you wait till the next June, you look each other in the eye and you go, all right, mission one accomplished. Let's move on to mission number two and have a baby.
Yep, let's do it.
Uh-huh. And how's that worked out?
Pretty good so far. She's a year and a half.
Okay.
We're still married.
Right. Maybe time for another talk. Maybe time for another one.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put any pressure on. I'm just saying. Thank you for that. Hi there, Vanessa.
Hi.
Hi. When you realized it's time.
We were married for about 2 years, and we were sitting at one of those Chuck E. Cheese kids parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just admiring all the kids and with their parents. And I'm like, I'm ready.
See, a lot of people might make the argument that the Chuck E. Cheese party would talk you out of having
right.
the kids.
That's in the negative column.
Yeah. It smells like feet in there.
Yeah, a lot of people see the kids going, a lot of hair pulling, screaming, parents crying, kids crying.
Right.
And they
giant
sell booze.
Mouse comes out
yeah.
and sings.
Yeah, it's like, wow, but it worked.
I guess so.
Vanessa looked around and said, I would like this to be a part of my life permanently. About five parents went, you can have mine.
Right, take them.
Oh, boy. Look at that. Hi, Becca.
Morning. How are you?
Great. When did you realize it's time?
When my husband and I were doing our grocery shopping, he was in his last year of law school, and when we were doing our grocery shopping, and if we heard children crying or temper tantrum, when our first thought was not get rid of it, then we decided, obviously, we were ready for that.
Good
wow.
tip. Okay. Good tip.
Yeah, I still have that get rid of
yeah.
it moment.
That's a good barometer to determine if you're ready or not.
Definitely.
The get rid of it feeling. This required a lot of math, I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, it, okay.
That I
really?
Had to really walk through my somewhat childlike brain.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because it says you can add years to your life if you're in a good relationship. So we asked Whip, all right, throw out the standard age people live to just period.
Yeah.
You threw an 80 at us. That's a pretty good run.
Okay.
80's a pretty good run.
Be optimistic.
Let's suppose that you were going to make 80 without any relationship, and on top of that, now you've been in a good relationship for like 50 years. How much time will that add to your life, according to the study?
Right.
You'll actually live to be what now? See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You'll live to be what, Sherry?
85.
85. No. Older.
Whoa.
Woo-hoo.
You are cranking.
Wow.
You are cranking. You're going to live to what? Because you're in a good relationship, Petra.
92.
Exactly right.
Wow.
You're going to get 12 years.
Wow.
Yikes.
That's amazing.
It's pretty good.
Incredible.
You better get a good relationship.
Right, there you go.
That's right.
It's a hell of a run.
That's great.
Way to go. How's your morning going, Petra?
It's going well. I'm driving on the tri-state right now.
Oh, congratulations.
So headed to work.
It's one of my favorite things to do. A lot of times I'll be home and I'm like, I think I'll go drive on the tri-state.
So many entertaining billboards on the tri-state.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
I drive from one end to the other. So I drive from the Borman all the way to Willow Road. So.
Oh, my God. You see them all. Plus,
yes,
you
I
pay
do.
Close to $700 a day in tolls.
Pretty much, yeah. But my job takes care of that. So
that's great.
Hey, you're living the life.
That's great. That's great. Ah, the old tollway system. You know how I feel about them.
Yeah.
They're lovely people. Yeah, if 80 was the age you were going to live to, you'll make 92 now. Let's see if I did the math right. According to the study, being in a good relationship compared to being single could mean an extra 1.5 years in longevity per decade lived. So Whip gave me 80, so that's 8 decades.
Yeah.
So that'd be 8 years and then 4 half years, you divide it half, so that's 12.
Yeah.
You're doing the math with me here?
I'm just trusting you.
Yeah, so that's 92.
Yeah.
You get 8 year-and-a-halves.
That's great.
That's crazy,
that's
isn't it?
Unbelievable.
1.5 times 8 is 16, 17, 18. I thought it was more than 12.
Well, you get 1.5.
Okay.
And there's 1, that would be 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you get a half of 8.
That's 4.
You add that to 8.
Oh,
that's 12.
I wasn't doing it that way.
And that's 92, right?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Thank
that
you,
is 92.
On the flip side, here's the reason why you probably should get in a relationship, a good one, and get out of your bad one.
Yeah.
People in low-quality relationships.
Low-quality
That's how they're described.
That's a weird way.
How do you describe your relationship? I'm going to go low quality.
It sounds like they're just like, we don't want to say bad. What
right.
can we say besides
low
grade.
Quality right now? We're not
like
quite
oil.
Right.
Yeah.
People in low quality relationships add approximately 1.2 years of age for every calendar year of the study, meaning you age for every year. You actually age 1.2.
I believe that.
Oh.
Because they're stressing you out.
Right.
That's right.
Right. So you start doing the math over a period of a lifetime. You know, you're losing some time there.
Yeah.
A lot of math.
Yeah,
a lot of math on the mix. And talk to our good friend, good old number 72, the Big Bear. Hi, Charles. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're all right.
You know, getting by.
Yep. That was a tough one yesterday, huh?
Oh,
exactly.
Charles was. This is my favorite moment of the show.
Absolutely,
that was it. There it was.
Said it all.
Yeah, it did without saying anything.
Oh, you just made me feel so much better.
Yeah, so I got something to talk about. I call in today, and I'm like, hello, yo, it's Lynn out. I'm calling in. And, you know, next thing I get a click. They just hang up on me. I'm like, wait, what? Dang.
Is that Swanee?
Now, huh?
Was that Swanee?
Yeah, I guess. Yes, Swanee. We clicked on you, man. I was like, oh, I guess Lynn on the line is over.
Oh,
The heartbreaking loss that they broke up Lynn on the line. I just had to laugh at that.
No.
I figured it was over for all of us. Yeah. I was like, okay, I see how it is now.
Lynn on the line brought to you by Foot First Podiatry's exclusive cosmetics, Clark bunionectomy, and toe shortening procedures. Go to footfirst.com and see how they fix feet beautifully in Chicago, Oak Brook, and Schaumburg. And also, don't forget, Leno Claus 25-day countdown for Christmas. You get those details. We posted those, by the way, Charles, on our Eric in the Morning show page on the Mix website. So you're doing some fine work for the holidays. So hopefully we can help out.
Appreciate
it. Yeah. You know what I saw yesterday? By the way, how's your wheel? Because at one point early in the game, it looked like your leg got rolled up on. I was like, uh-oh. You all right, though?
Yeah, I'm all good. I had to get out of there. You know, I felt somebody landing on me, and I couldn't let that happen. So, you know, I had to, you know, basically go limp and, you know, pull my leg up out of there. So I'm all good right now.
That was a close call, though. It looked like a close call, but you're all right, so that's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yesterday, not how any of us wanted. A lot of people are wondering, after something like that happens, and you get done, and you go, and you shower up, and you hop in the car, and you head home. Do you drive home in silence? Do you have somebody drive so you can sit in silence? Do you turn music up loudly? What do you do for the drive home?
Well, usually I'm with my wife. I'm usually with Jen. She's usually driving with me, but since no fans and we can't have family at the game,
right.
I'm just talking on the phone. I've talked to her the whole time home.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
She's like my therapist. She's the one I talk to. We talk about the game. We talk about, play. We talk about a lot of things. Basically, we play different roles. Sometimes she's the GM. Sometimes she's the head coach. Sometimes she's my coach. You know what I mean? Basically, and then sometimes we don't even talk about the game after, depending on what kind of game it is.
Right.
But yeah, it's just somebody I can talk to and just get my mind off of, the game we just played. Because people forget, like, this is our job, and, this is really stressful, and especially at a time like this. Some people just think, oh, it's just football, it's this. No, but these are people's lives,
These
people's livelihood, people trying to provide for their family. So it's a stressful time, You gotta get through it. Sometimes don't laugh. Tough people do. So you gotta remember that.
Right. What are you gonna do? You just gotta put one foot in front of the other and keep on going, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Does she ever give a critique of somebody on the other team where she'll be like, "Wow, that guy's really good"?
You're like, "No, he's not."
Yeah.
Oh yeah. She did yesterday when I got beat on a spin move by the guy.
Oh
she
yeah.
Was like, yeah. He whooped you on that move. I was like, oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
Thank
you. Don't want you to go out there and try to do that.
That is hilarious. Because, awesome. The announcers said they showed it again on a replay. Like, watch this guy's spin move. And then even your wife turned on you on that one.
Thanks for the support, babe.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. Wow. Well, Charles. That's when you're like, I'm just going to go have some dinner somewhere else and eat in my car.
Exactly.
I'll be home in a little while.
Right.
Yeah. Charles, can you answer a couple questions out of the bear bag for us here real quickly?
Definitely.
All right. A couple of quick questions. Hey, can you ask Charles, how does he decorate his house for Christmas? Is it just the inside, or does he have lights on the outside too?
No, I'm just an inside guy. I don't do the lights. I should.
Right.
I don't know why we don't, but
right.
I don't know. I've always been more inside than out.
Everything's all up, ready to go?
Yeah. I mean, my wife did that.
Oh, that's right.
3 months ago.
Yeah.
What color theme do you guys go with? Like, is it white lights, colorful lights? Charles?
It all depends. She got different. She has different places in the house that she goes color scheme. In the kitchen, it's mostly white and red. Living room is more red with a lot of Santa Clauses. Mm-hmm. And then in our dining room, she actually has a bear's tree.
Oh, wow.
It's blue and orange. She got bears ornaments on it and blue and orange lights. So
that's
kind of cool.
If your team had a Christmas grab bag, who would you want to buy your Christmas present? Who do you feel like would be the most generous that you'd be hoping they got your name?
Tough one. My offensive line coach Juan.
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to be tequila in there, and I know he'll be happy.
Coach Juan.
That's good. Coach Juan. Was there a little tequila on the breath last night, Charles, as you sat on your couch?
It's still on my breath.
Oh, man. Oh, let's be careful there.
Yeah.
This one, during commercial breaks, can you ask Charles, what do the guys talk about when they're in the huddle? Do they talk about the game, or are they talking about other things? You know, like when we're waiting to come back to play, and you guys are standing around waiting, what happens then?
Most part we're talking about the game, but sometimes you might catch us talking about something that happened like previously in the week, or check the scoreboard. Sometimes we're like, man, that guy's balling. I remember yesterday I looked at the scoreboard and I saw I think it was Cleveland up like 31 to 6 or something like that in the first half.
Yeah,
like, wow, look at that. It all depends on in the flow of the game. It all depends on that too.
Right. Right, yeah, that's true, and Cleveland does look good. So, like, nobody comes up to you like Cody Whitehair doesn't come up to you and go, hey, did you see the spin move that guy just put on you? They don't do that to you, do they?
They better not.
No. Yeah, somebody's going to get hurt. Well, Charles, we're hoping for the best. All you can do, like we said, is just keep on going. It's the Texans next week. Is that on the road?
No, it's here.
Oh, okay, so you get to stay home. Texans next Sunday at noon, is that right? Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, Texas next Sunday noon. Like I said earlier, tough times don't last, tough people do.
Look at that.
That's good.
Tough times don't last, tough people do. Charles, you're the best. All the best to you. Happy holidays, and we'll catch up soon, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, take care.
See you later.
Bye. Yeah. Listen to your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of my favorites. Leno on the line. Weekend wrap-up. Let's start with Tom and end with Mike.
Okay.
All right. The Tom and Mike Show.
Okay.
Start with Tom and end with Mike. Tom Cruise reportedly wants to film some of the upcoming scenes for Mission Impossible 7 and 8 in space.
I thought he was.
Says a source, Tom is well known for doing his own stunts, and the Mission films have had some of the biggest and most elaborate movie moments ever shot, but he's keen to push things further than anybody ever has done before.
Yeah.
And obviously, the big unknown is, can you actually film in space? He's pretty certain he can make something work. And is in the process of speaking to NASA about it.
Wow.
Okay.
Only Tom, right?
That's true.
How would you like to be on that call?
If you're NASA, like, well, we don't want to look bad by saying no, but what the heck?
Ariana Grande. How about her?
Yeah.
She's become the first female artist to reach 70 million followers on Spotify.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Spotify.
The uncontrolled power of Ariana Grande. Shawn Mendes says his dad calls Camila Cabello his daughter-in-law because even his dad is terrified of her.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
You're so bad.
Shawn is. We already knew that he's terrified of her, and now Shawn's dad is terrified of her.
Definitely.
Yeah. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello surprised fans with a release of their Christmas song duet, mainly because he was terrified to say no. I wonder if we have that around here.
We should.
Boy, they do everything together, don't they? Two of them, they're adorable.
Yeah. I'll say, if we don't play the Christmas song soon, it's going to be too late.
Thanks, Whip.
Yeah.
Here's one that you enjoy, Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
You enjoy Bad Bunny.
I do. Those commercials are funny.
He says he turns to Lady Gaga's Chromatica when he feels sad.
Oh.
Really?
All right.
I never turn to it. Sad, happy, doesn't matter. I stay away. Did you see the story about the guy in Maine who dressed up like Buddy the Elf to meet his biological father?
Yeah, it was
oh
weird.
My God,
it
no.
was weird.
It was so weird.
Oh,
it was.
No.
And the father's like, I don't know what this
he
is.
Get it?
He didn't know what Elf was. The dad never saw it.
Oh, that's even worse.
They're both posing for a really awkward picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Here's something else to make you uncomfortable. Salespeople made to crawl on the floor for failing to meet their sales goals. I'm going to give this to our office people here.
Yeah.
What?
Let's see what they think about this. Okay. Staffers at a company in China
were
recently made to crawl on the floor and chant their company's slogan because they failed to meet their sales goals.
Oh, that'll teach them.
Wow, that's a technique.
Yeah. Bizarre scene played out at a local karaoke bar in front of coworkers and customers.
Oh. All right.
It might make them think twice.
That's right.
Woman gives birth 4 hours after being told she's pregnant.
These stories always get me off guard.
Yeah. It got her off guard, too.
It is amazing.
Yep. Danielle Adams of Stoke, England, recently gave birth 4 hours after discovering that she was pregnant. The 28-year-old went to the hospital because of stomach pain. She thought she was constipated.
God. No.
That's what it actually says.
Yeah.
That's like, they didn't need to share that part of the story, really.
I think it's, you know, no. I think every detail on this is necessary.
Danielle was shocked when her doctor told her she was pregnant. She had no idea, said her baby had not done any kicking during the pregnancy. Danielle thought her weight gain was due to the quarantining and eating too many croissants.
Ah.
Wow.
That's been a lot of croissants.
Scary. It's scary to think that could happen.
I'd love to know the percent. I mean, it's got to be such an infinitesimal percent of people, right?
Way to go with the infant part of it, too. There.
Oh, that's, I didn't even think about that. Wow.
Teacher of the year to split $1 million prize with the runners-up. That's nice.
That's true.
Yeah. An exceptional teacher in India making an exceptional move. The winner of the 2020 Global Teacher Prize says he will give half of his $1 million prize to the runners-up.
Oh, what a gesture.
That's not how it works.
And speaking of big money, that's right, Violetta. Why would he do that? Yahoo Sports.
Yeah.
Says Michael Jordan's rookie jersey was auctioned off on Friday for $320,000, making it the most expensive Jordan jersey ever sold at auction.
Wow. All
right.
Michael's rookie jersey, $320,000. All right, it's time to find out what's trending on Twitter, top three things. We do a check early in the morning at 7 a.m., then a follow-up at 9:30. Ready to go, Violetta?
Yes.
In at number three.
Hashtag Pearl Harbor is trending as people pay tribute to those lost in the attack on December 7th, 1941.
Yes. Something to be thinking about today. Sometimes that gets lost in the shuffle of everything, but it's important to remember it.
It's true. Trending.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
From Pearl Harbor to Pringles, and John Oliver, also trending right now. He posted a video about the Pringles guy and what he looks like from the neck down. Many people chiming in online about this, but Pringles, the company, did not. So there's a new call now from John Oliver saying, I'll donate $10,000 to Feeding America if Pringles finally responds. He says, do the right thing and answer us.
I can't even think of the Pringles guy. I keep thinking of the Planters Peanuts guy.
Once you see it, you will realize, remember. Oh, that character. Yeah.
It almost looks like an egg sideways with a big mustache and eyes.
It's got a big mustache.
Yeah.
How have I forgotten or not been aware of the Pringles guy?
Right, though. When you see it, you're like, oh, yeah, duh. I've seen that a thousand times.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Right? There it is. Exactly.
Yeah, that guy.
Yep.
That guy.
And he's wearing a little bow tie, but you never see his body.
Don't care enough, really.
No.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Hashtag my birthday headline trending as people are describing themselves or their birthdays in a headline format. They're actually really funny to scroll through. A couple of my favorites I'll share with you are area man still not listening to his mother's advice. Mm-hmm. Another one, she refuses to turn 30.
Right.
Another one, woman eats and drinks herself into a coma.
I love that.
Yeah.
Can't beat it. Thank you. ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit comed.com/scamalert.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.